Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I got a speeding ticket in the mail yesterday.
In the mail?
Yeah. I think I'm going to just ignore it.
It's Mike Shope.
Where was this?
Spain.
And the Bulldog.
I think if I just lay low, I think I'll get away with it.
Not mention it on the air?
Definitely don't want to talk about it on the air.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I like the sound of this more and more as we go. I'm an outlaw.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
That's old news. It's been settled.
I folded.
I'm still waiting for you to get another notice. What do you mean you sent $100? What does that have to do with anything? You owe.
I think it's over. I got an email, like, you know, thank you, but whatever. I think we're done.
You know, I just took a walk, which, by the way, it's not the best day for it because just more and more construction in our place, and it's so dusty and hot out there today. But anyway, I did. And I thought it's a good way for me to, you know, get my mind moving. And I thought about how so much of the offseason, we're just talking about the Bills' chances. And there was one point that I liked and I would keep hearing, and I'm thinking about Aaron Schatz for this, how, all right, well, what has happened here in 5 years? They've won the division 5 years in a row, but they can't beat Kansas City and once Cincinnati in the playoffs. That's it in a nutshell. They haven't been able to get there in January. And Aaron said, look, that doesn't only happen on your best teams or in your best seasons. And he referred to the Manning Colts. How, I mean, didn't they go like 14-0 one year and just, they were dominant in regular seasons, but they would lose in the playoffs to New England. Usually.
Right.
And that was their story, much like what the Bills' story is. But the year they broke through and they beat New England to do it was a season which was more of a struggle for them. It was not their best. They were not undefeated for 14 weeks or anything. Like, they were down a little bit, but it fell right in the playoffs, whether that's luck or matchups. Maybe New England was not at its best that year. Is it 2006, I think, is the year Indianapolis wins? And it's like,
that's right, yeah.
So it's just not a perfect correlation. You're going to have seasons where you're dominant all year and lose, and that's kind of the Bills last year, I would say. I mean, think about last year, just what a walk it was from that Houston loss almost all the way to the end. Beating the Chiefs in there and beating Detroit in Detroit. The one Ram loss is it.
Right.
And even that was a little fluky. So really just an incredible year, and then it ended in Kansas City again. So there's that point, you know, that's a way to feel optimistic about the Bills. I'll often for years have been looking at the betting markets to take a cue. What does somebody who isn't a Bills fan thinking about them? And there they are as the first choice in the AFC today to win the AFC title above New England, which is 2.5 games ahead of them and looks really sharp. So you've got that. You also have, if you want it, the fact that the Chiefs are 6-6, and there is a decent chance they will not make it at all, as we know from following the league. We know this. They play Houston this week. Not easy. They still have Denver again, the Chargers again. Like, they have a tougher, well, they have a tougher path because they're 6-6.
Right.
And you might like that. if your attitude about the Bills has been, really, they're great. There's nothing really that's a problem. It's just Kansas City. It's just Mahomes is the problem. He's too good. Well, you might not see him. So you've got a few things here you can cling to. It's sort of ironic that, and we talked about this yesterday and, you know, on postgame, games like the Pittsburgh game and Carolina, where the Bills have really dominated, we almost just don't give them credit for that because there's not enough passing or they're just not. It's more of a, the story is more of the loser in these games, like the Steelers. The Steelers were the bigger story from that game, I think. And you know, you probably should give them more credit than they get.
Yeah, I think that definitely happens, and I think it's harder to impress a fan base that has been on this ride, even though there isn't a championship there. That maybe even makes it worse, because at least if you had one at some point here between 20 and now, it'd be like, you know, well, we know they'll get it right or figure it out, or there wouldn't be this pressure, this immense pressing on everyone involved. It feels like they gotta get it done. They're not gonna get one before Allen is out of his prime. They're wasting him. All this sort of stuff. None of that is present if you've at least won one time, right? So like, there's that. But yeah, I mean, how excited do you want to get when you beat Carolina with Andy Dalton playing quarterback 40-9? I think 3 or 4 years ago, you might have felt a lot cleaner about it, a lot easier to find your way to being impressed by that. But what comes with when you settle for is not exactly how I want to put it. When you're living in a world where we know only January matters, I mean, play that all the way out. I mean, by virtue of saying, if you really feel that way, and like I don't entirely feel that way, but I understand it, and I have enough of an appreciation for it. Like I feel it too. It's hard to be impressed by wins over teams that don't look good in November or even early December. I guess Sunday was still November, right? Yeah, yesterday was the first. So you're just sort of in this spot where I'm hard to impress. I think the fan base is hard to impress. And maybe the hardest bit of everything you just laid out there is thinking the Bills are great because of it. Because I don't think they're like, – I've been saying for 2 days already, this game against Pittsburgh doesn't demonstrate to me that they're all set. What was encouraging about it was that they showed that they could find their way without their tackles, because the last time they even had them in a game, they had no answers for helping them and getting through a game without them at their best. So now the backups are in, oh, my God, what now? And – Allen got hit only because he chose to run, or they called run plays, but whatever. He wasn't harried at all. It was easy. But the hard part is, do I have enough? Are they as good? Are they last year? They looked even better than they do this year, I think, offensively. Although a lot of the advanced stuff, like Allen's EPA per play, is still in the top five in the league. The guys ahead of him are all, it's May and Stafford, and I forget who else, but
hopefully Prescott.
It's not like he's having, I think he is on that list. Like Allen is, like the offense is damaged permanently or something. It just doesn't quite look like all that to us. And I think our version of what qualifies as all that is always leaping out ahead of us. It's just something we just can't quite get our hands around it. And the playoff failures, I think, paint a lot of that picture for us. Even if we're not, like, I don't think people are consciously deciding to feel that way. I think it just happens. You're a sports fan. You've seen your team be this good and not get there. You're watching them this year. They don't seem to be as good, right? Where are all the good players? Where are the good receivers? Where's my pass rush? Where's everything that these good teams have? We don't seem to have that in long supply, if at all. And so it just every year, that's why a month ago I said, we're not going to make it to January. That's calmed down, I think. But all I got to do is lose to Cincinnati on Sunday, and we'll be right back to it. We're not going to make it to January.
You lose to Cincinnati, you're going to be meaning that more literally.
Right.
Like losing to Pittsburgh would have meant. It's like they really might not make it to the playoffs, or, you know, at least.
Right.
Let's go to Jim here. Hi, Jim.
Hey, guys. Happy holidays. How are you guys doing?
Thank you. Doing great.
Good, good. I'm just really confused. I mean, the Bills have really confused me from week to week all year round. As far as Patriots, Kansas City, I hate the Patriots more than I hate Kansas City. I mean, they're equally kind of the same, but I got a buddy that's a Patriots fan, and he's been razzing me, and I just if we lose to them again, I don't know, but it's just confusing to me the offense all year, right? You look at last week, we run two running plays all game, right? And we run it down the 17th ranked running defense out there, right? With two backup tackles, right? But you look at the receiving, which has really confused me all year, right? You look at our receiving from last game. Cook was the number one receiver with three receptions for 33 yards. Then you had Knox behind him with three for 28, and then Johnson behind him for three for 20. Like, our receiver core just seems discombobulated. And Josh seems like he doesn't trust anybody when he's looking down the field, you know? This year, it's just really been a consistency of that. The game before that, I think Johnson was the number one receiver, right? A running back. I mean, and it's not like, you know, and I get it, third down running back, whatever, but with the receivers we have, you know, I mean, Brandon Bean's kind of looking like a clown to me when he said, oh, we're good with the receivers we got. We're just going to roll with it, you know? And then where are we going? To the next nursing home to pick up our next player? Like, we're bringing all these guys back that are older. Not that they're not good or we're good in their day, but, I mean, Cook, I remember Cook running with Drew Brees down the field and Brees throwing to him. I mean, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So he's been, what, three teams since then? You know what I mean? So it's like, to me, it's just like, it just seems like we're discombobulated. And then we have two backup tackles as Anderson and Vandermark come in. And like you said, Josh wasn't really running for his life like he was the past couple games. He actually had time. The only time, like you said, he got hit is when he wanted to run. And then we were running it down their throats. And this is a Tomlin defense in Pittsburgh. So it's not, you know what I mean? Like, and we what did we do? Break two rushing records in there? And it's like, okay, so what is the what is our identity, right? Like, going into the playoffs, going into these next two.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Game Cincinnati and the Patriots, what is our identity? What does that look like? You know, and it looks like it's just been really discombobulated, and Josh doesn't trust his receivers. And I just wanted to know your thought process on that.
I mean, we've been
listen to the show every day and you'll know. Any day.
They wanna run it, they can run it, they're excellent at running it. They are to me, not at all proven passing it, and you touched on it. I mean, they're dipping into the well anywhere they can find someone available that they think might be able to help them, which is, you know, credit to them for continuing to try, but it's not likely to have a big impact, if any impact at all, I think. So that is the thing of this season. And it's not just because Bean made the spectacle out of it. I mean, it's enhanced it. But believe me, if he hadn't called into the morning show for that scheduled appearance with the guys after the draft and did what he did, we'd still be in here talking about whether they have enough at receiver. It's just, I don't know that Mina Kimes would be talking about it, you know, but we would still be because we're here and we thought that and we still do. It's the biggest question, I think, about their team to me. And I don't even think it's that close. Like, oh, the defense, oh, the tackling, oh, the running game, you know, the run defense, all this stuff. Look at their losses this year and look at the points and look at the passing game in those games or the offense in general. Like, they lost by 10 to Atlanta, scoring 14 points. They lost by 3, scoring 20 to New England. They scored, 19 in Houston. The offense has not had enough. They could have, if they had a better passing game, overcome some of their defensive shortcomings in those games. But they don't have enough to do it. So that is the thing that, to me, is the most discouraging in the overall, because I don't think it's going to get significantly bankably better. They might have a good day like they had against Tampa Bay a couple of weeks ago. Somewhere in here, they'll hit some throws and Allen will have a big day. But are you a team that when it's 3rd and 6 and you're on the road in the AFC divisional round, have you got it? Like, there's 4 minutes to go and you need a first down to kill the clock, or you need a first down to get in field goal range. Are you going to have it? They haven't had enough, even when Diggs was here. So I think they've really been negligent about that position.
You know, you can say it makes sense. Like, week to week, it's confusing. One of the caller's words was confusing. Sure. It's not, though, really in terms of what the NFL usually is. Like, pick any team, and I bet I could give me Carolina. And tell me their season isn't confusing. You know, so there's a lot of teams like that. Atlanta would be another one. And there are a lot of them. Miami. Miami's rolling, by the way. That's a little bit confusing. They fired their GM. The coach seemed like he was going to be out. Now they're on a winning streak. That's just how the league tends to be. Not to cop out on it. I mean, there are details, many details in there. But week to week, sure. Year to year, last year to this year, how overall different really is it? Statistically, it's not that different. One of Bean's, and this is a totally fair point for him to have referred to, is like the record point total, 30 points a game, and how they were so productive. They were 2nd in the league in scoring last year. This year, they're 5th. This year, they are 2nd in the league in total yards. 2nd. Last year, they were 10th. Last year, they were 9th in passing yards and 26th in attempts. So they were efficient. This year, they are 10th in passing yards and 27th in attempts. They are the same in total, the aggregate. This offense versus last year, what's Cook? Cook is over 1,000. He had a 200-yard game. He had a huge game in Pittsburgh. 32 carries, right? Like, that's happening again.
Yeah, he's at a career high. He's got 1,200 yards already.
1,200 yards already. Last year, he had the touchdowns more than this year. But that's regression. That's normal. So there are more complaints or complainers this year, and I think maybe there are turnovers this year, and last year there weren't any, which was insane. But that's not a point I hear on this show being made, you know, from fans or from us, is like, oh, you got to stop with the turnovers. We almost like the turnovers because it means you're being a little bit aggressive. Certain kinds of turnovers anyway, but that's different. But again, that's to be expected. That's just a regression kind of thing. How different really is it? They've been through different receivers. They've also had Kincaid out and Palmer out, you know, and they lost Samuel now. They've really had their struggles with injuries more so, I would say, than last year, certainly at that position. The difference is that there is another team in the division that's really good, if not better. And that was not part of the equation we were planning on before the season. I don't know if the Bills are really that different of a team, though, on offense. I still think defensively is where they're going to get beat because they're just slow and not consistent. And you have games like the number one takeaways for me from games like the Steelers and the even the Panthers with Andy Dalton is just those offenses were inept. Like the Steelers offense was inept. They were not easy to say. How could I know this? I mean, it's not like they're that bad every week. But that did not look like a team. I mean, quarterback's playing with a broken wrist. They could not function at all on offense. So that'll be different Sunday. That should be very different Sunday.
It would almost be shocking if it's not.
It would
really
totally
different.
Be shocking if the Bills like shut down the Bengals. 5.5-point favorites. Bengals defense isn't good. We'll talk to Joe Goodberry tomorrow about Cincinnati. 803-0550. Thanks for the call, Jim. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, back after this break. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.